Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we praise you and worship you and thank you for the Word. As the Word goes out today, Lord, I ask you to reveal it to people, open their hearts and minds that they may understand the magnificence of the Word of God. Now then, Father, as we go on into a live service, I ask you to bless this live service in the name of Jesus. Amen.
But who's going to deliver us out of his ways? The Lord is. We don't. As long as we're walking holy before God, can the devil touch you? No. It's only when you go off in his camp in sin that he can come and get you. And so when you get out there, and that's where most of the church is living, unfortunately, we go out there and sin, we lie, we steal, we cheat, we do all kinds of things wrong, and so we live out there in the devil's world. And so the devil comes to get us. And then we start crying out, "Oh, God, where are you?" He's right there where he's always been. In you. That's where he is. In you. So all you need to do is straighten your act up, start walking holy before him, and start claiming his promises. Because look what he said. "Surely he will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the pestilence, from the Noisome pestilence." That sickness and disease and everything that tries to come your way. "He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day." Now, these arrows that are flying by day, you know where these things are coming from? From the enemy. I mean, Ephesians 6:16 says there's a fiery dart of the devil. He's got that thing drawn, looking right straight in your face, and the first time you sin, guess what he's going to do with that thing? He's going to shoot it right into you. When that fiery dart hits you, he cannot shoot that dart at you, or if he does shoot it at you, if you're walking in total faith, according to God's Word, when he shoots them arrows at you, your shield of faith will knock them arrows off, and he cannot touch you. The Word of God clearly, many places he says this. He cannot touch you when you're walking holy. But when you sin, you let your shield of faith down. And when the shield comes down, now when that fiery dart's shot at you, what can it do for you? It'll hit you. It'll go right in you. And you'll be going around with a dart stuck in your side. It's amazing, all these things that's in here. Then he says in verse 6, "Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High God, your habitation." Does it pay good dividends to be obedient to serve the King? Yes. It pays extremely good dividends. Then he says, verse 10, "There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling." Now that's walking in divine health. No plague come near you. That's where I want to walk, don't you? Absolutely. I don't want that to be prayed for sickness. "For he shall give his angels charge over you." Wow. "To keep you I guarantee you. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone." If you call upon the name of the Lord, what'll he do for you, Deanna? All things. Boy, he has done some wonderful things for Deanna lately. Praise the Lord. Verse 13. "You shall tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall you trample underfoot." Now, who do you think he's talking about right there? The devil and his group. That's absolutely right. "Because he has sent his love upon me, or has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. What? You can call upon the Lord and He'll answer you? He really said that? Is it wonderful to know you can call upon the Lord and expect to hear His voice? I was telling somebody at the break a while ago, I said, you know, knowing these scriptures, a few years ago, I was working for a corporation. They had just bought out the corporation I had been working for and had moved me over to their facility here at DFW Airport and made me the head of all their facilities there in engineering. I used to be a regional engineer and traveled all over the world, built buildings and all kinds of stuff. But they bought that organization. They closed that branch. So they moved me in as the head engineer over here, over these big plants. We had about $100 million a year in sales out there, just a little bitty operation. You know, that's not too much. My budget was up in the millions. But one morning I come in and the VP come running up there and he said, Thurman, do you know that all three boilers have been down since 3 o'clock this morning? I said, well, no, sir, I just got here. I didn't know it. He said, would you get down there and see if you can pep those guys, see what's causing the problem? I said, sure. So I went down there, walked down one of the leads. He said, Dan Robertshaw, he said, Thurman, he said, we don't know what's wrong with these things. He said, these boilers are carrying over. We fill them with water. They're empty in a minute. And he said, I don't know what's wrong with them. I looked at them, washed them right quick, and I said, I don't know what's wrong with them either. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you told me I could call on you and you'd answer me. I said, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to tell me what's wrong with these boilers. I said, thank you, Lord, it's not. I stood there. Dan came. He said, Thurman, do something. I said, I am. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm waiting on an answer from God. That's something you don't really hear in the workplace real often, do you? So did the Lord say, call upon me and I will answer you? So if you do it in faith, you're willing to tell them what you're doing. And all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to me just as clear. He said, son, your condensate is contaminated. Dump it. I said, Dan, Neil, you two guys get over here. I said, break them condensate return lines. Let that return run on the floor. I said, pull all them big drain valves on all three of them big boilers on that makeup tank. Pull that drain valve. I said, let them things flush out. I said, then fill them back up with fresh city water and turn them back on. He said, what in the world are you talking about? I said, don't ask me no questions. Just do what I tell you. Just do what I tell you. And so they jumped to it and started doing what I told them. In just a few minutes, we had dry steam. I said, now guys, we know we got a heat exchanger leaking somewhere. One of the condensate return systems are contaminated. So I said, all you need to do now is go and check the water in each one of them until you find the ones contaminated. When you find it, I said, then repair that system and then flush everything out and then hook everything back up and we're on business. In the meantime, we'll let them run on steady water. I walk back up to my office and I'm walking in and that unbelieving VP, he come running down and he says, Thurman, they tell me you've already got steam back in the plant. I said, yeah, it was really quite simple. He said, those guys have been working since 3 o'clock. How did you know that? I said, well, I just asked God and He gave me the answer. He said, you done what? I said, I asked the Father in the name of Jesus. And He gave me the answer. For an unbelieving VP, there ain't nothing left to say. It's working. Obviously, somebody told him. So he just turns and walks off. I mean, am I crazy? Or did Jesus say? Did I hear him say, call unto me and I'll answer you? So why don't we call on him once in a while? Well, he probably wouldn't answer me. That's right. With that kind of an attitude, he won't. He's a faith God, right? Now then, you know what kind of stupidity it takes to stand in a bunch of people with a problem and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I don't know what's wrong with these, but I know you know. So would you please tell me, thank you, Lord, for the answer. And then somebody come and say, do something. And I say, I am. I'm waiting on God to give me an answer. Either you know who your God is or you're a complete fool. Well, let me tell you, my God's Jesus. Is yours the same? Now, so if these promises work for me, who will they work for? They were for you too. So start asking in faith, believing, and let the Lord do great and mighty things. Now then he says, He shall call upon me and I will answer him and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And verse 16, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So when you get old, as you want to get, and you get satisfied with life, living the abundant life, Who knows? That may be 120. Maybe older. One day he said, Lord, I put up this nonsense down here as long as I'm going to. I'm ready to come to the house. Bring me home. Now, by faith, what is God obligated to do if you speak that in faith? To bring you home. We have a whole lot more authority and dominion on earth than we even dream about. But the devil is here to take us out prematurely. And we have believed that beast. We have believed him. You don't have to believe him. The promises are in this book. Now, let me take you to Proverbs 4 and show you what the Lord says here in Proverbs 4. My son, verse 20. Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart or your spirit. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips. Put far from thee these things. Let your eyes look right on, and let your eyelids look straight before you. He's giving you some very, very important instructions right there in that Proverbs. Proverbs 4. Our eyes should be looking straight on the Savior. We should never look to no man for anything, only to the King. We should meditate on His Word. We should study it every day of our life. We should worship Him and praise Him and thank Him every day of our life. And as we worship Him and praise Him and thank Him and call Him into remembrance of His promises, He will do great and mighty things for you. And you can walk in divine health if you'll do what He says there. Now then, in 1 Corinthians 11,
we're going to break into that right there and stop the teaching, and we'll start right there tomorrow. If you want to hear the rest of this, come back and listen to us tomorrow at the same time. And we would, at the present time, we'd like to invite you to contact us if you'd like these entire teachings on these healing schools. We have these on video and audio tape. We would be happy to send them to you free and postpaid to let you view these and watch them and learn about the mighty power of the God we serve. He is a mighty God. I've seen Him do hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of wonderful miracles and healings and deliverances, and seen Him create new items in people's bodies and everything. I've seen Him open blind eyes. I've even seen Him raise the dead. It's been a wonderful walk when you begin to believe the Word of God. But anyway, we have these teachings, and we'd be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can get us on the web at www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.